Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 112, where we are discussing a 1969 book from Lawrence J. Peter and Raymond Hill titled The Peter Principle, published by Buccaneer Books. While not everyone has heard of the so-called Peter Principle, virtually everyone has experienced it as either a member of a hierarchical organization or as a customer or other observer of one. The principle goes like this. In a hierarchy, everyone rises to their level of incompetence. The diligent administrative assistant moves up to supervisor, but fails. The assembly line worker is promoted to foreman, but cannot do the job. A teacher earns a deputy principal position in the school, but falls flat on their face. Why is that? Why do we seem to experience this over and over across organizations? In The Peter Principle, Lawrence J. Peter not only provides answers to these questions, he delves into all the possible implications. The 1969 book, co-authored with Raymond Hull, explains in a satirical way that this is a predestined result of hierarchy, that the competent who perform well are promoted until a new position exceeds their capacities or requires new skills heretofore not acquired. The result is someone who is stuck as a misfit in the wrong job, and there they will stay for the rest of their working lives. Among the implications are that the desire to avoid this and stay at a level of maximum competence is punished. People must strive for higher status or risk being seen as complacent or without ambition. Advancement is necessarily better done through relationships with senior people rather than one's own merit, and so on. The book is satirical in form and substance, but convincingly written, using hundreds of vignettes based, either faithfully or loosely as left to the reader, on real-life examples that Peter encountered as a consultant. Not only does he lampoon organizational life, he also targets academia with its penchant for newfangled terms and torturous vocabulary. The book contains an annex with the 100 or so terms invented in the text, and a, quote, new science, exclamation point, end quote, called hierarchaeology, poking fun at how scholars create whole new fields that are not really new, but declared as such for personal gain. Peter occasionally pokes at himself in the process of presenting this science by outwardly declaring that some chapters are completely without empirical support, but declared as true assertions because he said so. The satire works. Mainstream scholarly works have provided empirical support for his assertions, and popular business literature and media, among them the comic strip series Dilbert, television series The Office, and the movie Office Space, all attack organizational life in different ways, but with one thing in common: the incompetent manager whose stupidity or lack of skills leads to never-ending strings of crises and disasters. Moreover, the popular business literature often alludes to the principle, as it provides various remedies to help prospective managers to upskill or reskill, so to avoid finding themselves trapped at their level of incompetence. The state of one's career that Peter ominously called the final placement syndrome, when one is stuck and progresses no more. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.